obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.
You are about to be so blessed by the words coming to you from the man of God, Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu.
We thank you, Lord, for bringing us together from our various homes, together as a family, to feast on your word, to grow thereby. We receive your word with meekness of the heart, and that as the word of God is coming to us, Lord, it will be planted on a good ground, so that the word will bear fruit in multiple folds. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your mighty presence with us. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit and the written word that you've given to us. We receive it thereby with meekness of heart, and we receive the light of your word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody say amen. Amen. You may be seated. Look at the brother and tell the person, prophesying one to another. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell somebody, prophesying one to another. Okay. Hallelujah. So last week, what was the topic I was preaching on? Encouraging the flow of the Spirit. Isaiah chapter 50. Let's open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 50. Verse 4. Read. 1, 2, go. Amen. Let's put it in NIV. 1, 2, go. The Sovereign Lord instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you are welcome to church. The Christian faith is supernatural. Everything about Christianity is supernatural. Hallelujah. And it is of utmost importance that we understand that when we say that we are Christians, we are not saying that we are a different, we are one of the religions in the world. Christianity is very different from Islam. And Christianity is very different from Buddhism. And Christianity is very, very, very different from the religions of the world. And what makes Christianity different from all the religions of the world is not just the name Christianity, but it is the features, the characteristics that defines our faith. Hallelujah. For example, Christianity is not a worship of God. Hallelujah. I want to say that again. Christianity is not a worship of God. What do I mean by that? I mean, does that mean we don't worship God? We do. But the central message of Christianity is not that we worship God. Like the people that say, there's one thing God can do all things. There's one thing God cannot do. What can't God do? And then they say, for God to worship himself. And then so we have to worship him. That's not true. If God cannot worship himself, we would never be able to worship him. Why? Because we learn how to worship him seeing the way he worships himself. Hallelujah. He goes to say, I am the Lord. Before me, there is no one. It's not the same thing that we say when we are worshiping him. So at the end of the day,
There's no way in the Bible that say God cannot worship himself. In fact, some people even go to the extent to say that the Bible says that there's one thing God cannot do. But see, when I read the Bible says one thing God cannot do, he cannot lie. He cannot lie. That's what he cannot do. But he can worship himself. Hallelujah. He calls himself the high and mighty, and he calls himself the most high. You can worship him beyond that. Amen. So Christianity, the faith, is not centered on the worship of God. Christianity is not about getting visa to travel. I mean, I was early Sunday morning. I heard all kinds of people praying in their various churches. Some are praying for visas, some are praying for marriage, some are praying for protection, some are praying for all kinds of things. And when Christianity is made to be these things, then Christianity becomes boring. Because you see, if you tell somebody that when you come to Christ, he will give you money. When you go to the rich man, when you go to Dangote, what will you tell him? You understand what I'm talking about? If you tell somebody when you become born again, God will take you abroad. Does that mean those abroad don't need God? So that is not, these are peripheral stuff. But the real central active force that defines Christianity is the resurrection of Christ and the power of his resurrection. Praise the name of the Lord. Christianity is that God sent his only begotten son to die for man. And when he died, he rose again on the third day. And when he rose again on the third day, he ascended on high and sat at the right hand of God. And being exalted, he pours his spirit on all who believe. Oh, glory to God. So Christianity is Jesus died. He was buried. He was raised from the dead. He ascended. He is on the right hand of God, being exalted. Not just he's on the right hand of God. He's at the right hand of God, being exalted, giving his spirit. So that's all Christianity is about. Hallelujah. And his exaltation, the proof that Jesus is exalted, the proof that you cannot compare Jesus with Muhammad, you can compare Jesus with Buddha, you can compare Jesus with Okonfanochi. The proof is that he puts his spirit in people. So even though he is not here on earth in a physical body, he replicates himself through people by his spirit. Hallelujah. What I'm trying to say is that the whole idea of Christianity is located in the spirit. And so when a Christian becomes a church boy or a church girl or a church man or a church woman and is not actively in participation with the spirit, he loses all the gist that is in the Christian faith. You literally become like those who were in Athens. You worship a God you don't know. Hallelujah. So, a lot of the things that have been equated to Christianity just robs people of the true value of the Christian life. Praise the name of the Lord. Tell somebody, I didn't get born again to go to abroad. You want to go to abroad? You just get your account worked out. You know, get some monies. You can quickly go and apply and you will travel. Hallelujah. You know, pastors are telling us, bring me your passport. Let me do things on it for you. And they do things on it. And you know, the person is going to the embassy and is going to tell those guys there that, oh, they are going for a workshop. They will be back. Knowing well that they will not be back. And the pastor is aware. Say, go. The Lord is with you. So God is following you to go and lie. So you go to abroad. Hallelujah. Yeah. So that's not what Christianity is about. It's about the Spirit. And then the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit, when he comes with gifts. And these gifts that the Holy Spirit comes with are what we call his manifestations. Hallelujah. The gifts of the Spirit are the manifestations of the Spirit. Now, because every Christian has the Spirit, or what makes a Christian is the Spirit. Because every Christian has the Spirit, every Christian can demonstrate the Spirit, or is a right channel for the Spirit to demonstrate himself. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when you pick the traditional religion, you find out that this spirits of fetishism, it's as good as dead if it is not on anybody. So you see that the very moment the one who is a fetish priest or priestess dies, the spirit will begin to go around the family to find somebody. And the very moment, the reason for the searching to find is so that the spirit can demonstrate himself. So when spirit lands on a person, it simply means that the spirit has gotten a right place to demonstrate himself. Come on, are we together in this place? So the Holy Spirit in heaven really means nothing. But the very moment the spirit contacts a body, through faith in Christ, the spirit is given the opportunity to demonstrate himself, to be seen that this is where I am. So the other day, Jesus said something in Mark 16 and 17. He says, these signs, I'll explain that to you very, very soon. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. He did not say these signs will follow pastors. Hallelujah. So now the pastor says, oh, bring the demon here. No. He says, these signs shall follow everybody that believes. And then he says, everyone that believes in my name, they will cast out devils. Then he says, in my name, they will speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. So these are signs that the believer manifests by virtue of the spirit that has come to indwell the believer. Praise the name of the Lord. Tell somebody, the spirit comes with gifts. Oh, like you came to church, man. Tell somebody, the spirit comes with gift.
The spirit comes with
gifts. See, the spirit comes with gift.
The spirit comes with gifts.
So it is important for the Christian who has received the spirit to actively have the consciousness that the spirit is demonstrable through me. Praise the name of the Lord. I mean, one day, we went to missions. We went to missions at a place called Dumpong, you know, around the Ebri area. And then we walked through preaching the word of God to people, and we got to a place around Dumpong. There's a place called Obuadaka. And then before Obuadaka, in the corners thereabout, we got to this house, and then there was this girl who is supposed to be writing, was getting ready to write her BC. She was going to school early morning. You know, when they're about to finish, you go to school early to study and those kind of stuff. She was going, and she saw on the compound of the school a whirlwind. Muti Anframa. All right? Signs say that is the collision of cold air, and don't mind it. So it was just going like that. And boom, like the spirit of fetishism that was serpentine, the nature of the spirit was serpentine, rested on the girl. And, you know, they brought the girl home, you know, doing all kinds of things. And the mother took the girl to all kinds of places, you know, to pastors, to prophets, to whoever and all of that. And the mother was tired. You know, the mother was tired. And when we went to the missions on Friday. The Monday, they were starting the BC. All right? So, the mother had, you know, giving up. And the mother was preparing to take the girl to be to be trained. Yeah, because those people too, they train. Oh, sorry, I come forward, but I'm not to tell. I'm come forward. You know, and then, so we went there, and I was at a place, and some brothers were there, and, you know, so I'm just there, and then I just saw a brother calling me to come. So I went there, and I said, what do we have here? And then he told me da 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 and all of that and this and that and that and the mother. And so I asked the mother, do you believe that your child can be freed? She was a girl. You know, that kind of thing that is I believe, I help my unbelief. Then I told the mother, it was Saturday. I told the mother, that Saturday or Friday, I don't know. But then it was the weekend. So I told the mother, Monday, your daughter will go and write the BC. And the woman, you know, I believe, help my unbelief. So I was talking, and this girl, so the spirit, because it's serpentine, the spirit feeds on eggs, fresh eggs. So they break the egg on the head. So imagine this has happened for months, and she doesn't bath the head. She doesn't bath, he bath the boy, but doesn't bath the head. So I'm talking, and then the air blew the thing, and then it passed through. And I said, what's happening there? So I'm just trying to check. And the mother said, please stop. Why should I stop? I said, oh, no, hey, I come no. Hey, oh, you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me. You're going to tell me. Then I said, really? I just lifted. In the name of, come out. You know. And then, you know, they are normal stuff. I'm going, you know. And finally, he left. And the mother still was not believing. So I told the mother that Monday, your daughter is going to write, and this spirit will never come again. It will never come again. One time, somebody told me, I'll come home, you too. Now I'm saying, yeah, Papa, you into the ending. Hallelujah. No spirit can take anybody by force. No. The Bible says God has given the earth to man. So any spirit that will work here on earth will need the permission of man. Without man's permission, no spirit can function here, even the Holy Spirit. And that's why you permit him by believing in Jesus. Then he quietly comes in you. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we left on the Sunday, and then on the Monday we had to follow up, and the girl had gone to write her paper, and she finished her paper solid. Hallelujah. Now what am I saying? When these spirits are there, when they don't have a body, they don't express themselves. So they are as powerless as what? But the moment they get a body, they become demonstrable. Hallelujah. They are able to operate. So the spirit of God coming in man, it simply means that God is looking for his spirit to express himself. This is very important for you to understand. So you don't make the Holy Ghost express himself. The moment you think like that, you make it difficult for his dealings to be rampant in your life. Just know that having been born again, I'm a channel for the manifestation of the Spirit. Every time, anywhere, any day. Most often than not, the reason why people don't engage in these things is because they condemn themselves. Maybe by something they did 6 years ago, 12 years ago. Somebody said, I remember the sin I committed 1900. You know, and when these things happen, you stifle the movement of the Spirit. Just understand. You see, in the Old Testament, we'll go there maybe next week. In the Old Testament, Samson will go and misbehave on the bed of adultery, on the bed of fornication. When the people were looking for him, the Bible says that, and the Spirit came upon him mightily. And he took the city gate on his shoulders. Are you understand what I'm talking about? The idea is not so that we will go and sin for the Spirit to come upon us. No, the idea is that when it comes to the expressions of the Spirit, it is not limited by what you do. I want to say that again. I know a lot of you are just pretending that, oh, man of God, can you say something else? I want to say that again. When it comes to the demonstration of the Spirit, I'll show you from the scriptures. It is not so much about what you did or you didn't do. Because let me tell you something. The desire of the Spirit to be known on the earth is so strong that your actions cannot be protocols that will stop him. He just needs you to open up. Look at someone say, open up. So the Spirit of God is giving to demonstrate himself in us. To demonstrate himself in us. Praise the Lord. And when you understand this, half of the job is done. That you don't need special training or special encounter. You don't need special, you know, people preach today, you letting you know these things are away. You have to do this. After you do that, you have to go and sow. After you go and sow into the man of God's pocket, then you have to reap. After you reap, you have to harvest. After you harvest, you have to market. After you market, you have to... No, 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 no. Christianity is not like that. The Holy Spirit is in you. And he is alive in you. See, when the Bible says God lives in you, it is different from God is in you. God is in you means that God is in you. You can be in something and not be living. But when the Bible says God lives in you, it means that in you he is a living thing. He works. He does things. He is expressive in you. Say he lives in me. Ah, I told you about response last week. Say he lives in me. God lives in me. So God lives in me can kill cancer. God is in you may not. So you can think that he is in you. But a higher revelation is that he lives in me. It means that he is not dormant. He's alive in me. When you come and see me, you will see a living God. He is the living God in me. See, and God lives in you simply is the demonstrations of the Spirit. How he makes himself known. Praise God. How he makes himself known. And you see, let's go to 1 Corinthians 12. Let's go to verse 7. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given. Now, understand this. To each one, look at someone, say to each one. Now, that means everybody that is born again, God's the manifestation of the Spirit is given. I want to say that again. So, if you see Goldina manifesting the Spirit at a certain wavelength, it is not because Goldina has paid some price or because Goldina is more anointed. Her consciousness is so much awakened to the fact that I am a channel for the manifestation of the Spirit. And maybe you are always thinking about you doing extra this, extra that, extra this, extra that to make it work. The Bible wants to make you understand that when we talk about, listen, he didn't say the gift per se. He says the manifestation of the gift. The manifestation is given to everybody. Let me say that again. He said that the manifestation, the word manifestation in the Greek means that the open exhibition. how many of you have gone for exhibition shows before? You know, you go and somebody's selling this, somebody's like, it's everywhere. You see this, you say, oh wow, that's amazing. Oh, that. So exhibition means that it's no more in the room. It has come to the public. And so he says that the public exhibition of the Spirit is giving. What does that mean? The ability to make the gift open is given to everybody. Oh man, you are not in church. Listen, the open manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone. So everybody that is born again has the power, has the ability to openly manifest the gifts of the Spirit. I told you last week about the woman that went to the hospital with a child, and the doctor says that your child is dead. And the woman in tears begins to pray and says, let my child's life come back to him. I don't agree. And she's praying and she's praying and she's praying and she's praying. And then there's another woman there who is also born again, who is also dealing with her own matter with the child, and leaves the child and says, what am I doing here? When a believer is praying for the child to be raised from the dead, what are you talking about? And she also prays. And at the end of the day, they both walked out of the hospital with both of their children. She did not have to call a pastor. Let me tell you, if every Christian will understand this, the way we deify pastors, it will reduce. It will reduce. It will reduce. You will not have a dream and call me in the middle of the night that I should pray with you. What is wrong with you? I mean, no. You see, it is pastors that make their work difficult when you don't teach the word of God. No. You can't call. No. One time, somebody came to church and he told me a dream. And as he was saying the dream, I was confused. And this and this and that. Then I said, so what does he mean? He said, no, that's what I'm telling you. I say, go and pray about it. You get the meaning. I don't even know where to begin from. What kind of dream is that? No, you had a dream. Somebody is fighting you. That one, you need oil for that. No. We should give you oil. Then we'll pour on your head. Then we do gymnastic. Oh, hey. Yeah, maybe I want to maybe a friend saying, and we'll start with the track and go. Jinamu. You know, then people are standing in and said, yeah, Jerusalem, first one, please. Please, leave us alone. And Christian, see, a lot of Christians, they like this, you know, mystic gymnastics. You know, and all of that. Now, you know, we are doing fundraising in church. Envelope. Okay, brother, say me a J. Oba for BBC. Yeah, pong. I feel there. Obeji, you are near the new oil mu. Obeji, envelope, you are the new oil mu. Now, so far, oh, please. You didn't even come, baby. Ebuja, 4 years. See, I'm sorry, dying. See, can you now 1 million garden seeds? The envelope for BBC, Fabra. You're fine, you're juma. Udi, be new and one mu. Now, fe one maso. Now, hey, now, so for a channel. Oh, please, it's not necessary. Hallelujah. Understand this. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to everybody. To pastors, to junior pastors, to leaders, to Christians. In fact, listen, there are some Christians that manifest the Spirit even more than their pastors do. I'm telling you. And the Holy Spirit is not limited to pastors. He is for all of us. And the greatest joy of God is that you at your workplace will meet a situation where your pastor is not there and it requires a manifestation of the Spirit. And boom, you manifest it. This is what God seeks to do. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, I want to say I manifest the Spirit. One more time, say I manifest the Spirit. I told you the story of Elder Brown. You know, he was at Sahel Bank. I don't know if you know that bank. It's collapsed now. And he was the risk manager or Rick something. So before people would come for a loan, they would meet him, he would talk to them and all of that. He's sitting in his office and this woman comes, and the woman was requesting for 20,000 or a little over 20,000. This is like 6-7 years ago. So he said, when the woman said that, he quickly felt like asking the woman, so what are you going to use the money for? And the woman says, I'm due for surgery. I have a surgery and blah, 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 blah. And after that, I'm supposed to get money for my investment and I will pay and blah, 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 blah. And then he said, if it's surgery, you don't need the money. I can lay hands on you right here and that will vanish. Bank, not church. We don't need any. You don't need money for that. You need power for that. So you are also a teacher in a school. I mean, I remember Pastor Daddy shares a testimony that this child messed up and he was beating the child. He whipped the child and he had the pain in his scrotum. Yeah. So when he hit like that, then say, hey, Daniel, don't fall about him, bro. And it turned out that the child was a witch. You people, you are in Accra schools, you know. You don't know what is happening here. You know, everybody is speaking English. All children are the same. No, it doesn't happen like that. Where I'm coming from, we don't do things like that. Yeah. I mean, one time, they were having an assembly or whatever. And then Pastor Emma gets to the class. And he said he felt like just speaking a word. And then these students started screaming. Some were falling, some were rolling, some were screaming. So at the end of the day, this is what God wants you to be. Praise the name of the Lord. So that everybody will know that something different from that which is on the world is in you. Praise the name of the Lord. Come on, are we together in this place now? Yeah. I've spoken to children that will say that sometimes their father will call them on the campus and say, stop what you just did. Don't do that again. Your mother is in the house and he calls you that this thing you don't do again. It is not for pastors. There is a spirit alive in us that by this spirit, the gift of God's spirit are so evident in our life. And so the Bible says the manifestation of it is given to every one of us. Look at that. Then it says for the common good. That means if you take yourself out, you will not be benefiting. If you're a Christian and you're not conscious, that's why I pity those people that, and the gift of the Spirit have passed away. And the Bible says, when that is perfect, it's come. And then when you speak in tongues, you are crazy. And please, you don't know what you are talking about. The Bible says it is given for the common good. There is goodness that comes with the gift of the Spirit. And so God, in his wisdom, gave us the manifestation of it. Hallelujah. The power to manifest it so that everybody will enjoy goodness. The goodness of the Spirit is situated in his gifts. If you're going to enjoy the goodness of the Holy Spirit, you would have to find yourself in the manifestation of those gifts. Praise the name of the Lord. Say, I manifest.
I manifest.
You didn't come to church. Say, I manifest.
I manifest.
One more time. I manifest.
I manifest.
I manifest.
I manifest.
The gift.
The gift.
Come on, like you mean, say,
I manifest.
The gift.
The gift.
I manifest. One more time. I manifest.
The gift.
One more time. I manifest.
The gift of the Spirit.
One more time. I manifest.
The gift
of the Spirit. One more time. I manifest.
The gift
of the Spirit.
I manifest.
The gift
of the Spirit.
You see, and this is what God wants us to be. This is what he wants his church to be. This dawn, I was reading 1 Corinthians 14. We'll get there right now. And I just asked the question. I said, Lord, so this is what you want your church to be. All your churches. It's amazing. See, the work of the leaders of the church is just supposed to be what I'm doing. You come to church, I tell you what God wants you to do. You go and then you do them. I'm not supposed to be your God. Come on, are we together in this place now? I don't know, but it's so much of a heavy task when people depend on you. I don't know why other pastors, you know, enjoy it. I went to Achimota Forest to pray, and there was this young guy. I mean, I'll even be older than him. And he's walking, and you know, his people are following him. Some 4.5 people are following him. You know, and he's walking, and you know, and the way he's walking like that, I say, hey, this boy, you are not even 30. You are already crying. You know, and when you are talking to him, though, you people he don't respect. Hands at the back. And you know, and he's doing his face, and he's nodding his head, talking with the eye as her. This is power. But imagine this guy will become a tyrant pastor. You see him coming, and the way where you pass, you not even see. You know, the Bible says that they will come in one way, and they will leave in 7 ways. No, hallelujah. The Bible says that we're supposed to raise you, disciple you, hallelujah. So that by this discipleship, you'll be equipped for the work of God. Yeah. Glory to God.
Glory.
No, I wasn't a pastor then. And we went to pray somewhere. And we're coming on the Medina in some stretch. I was in the car. Then I heard God clearly. Get up, preach the gospel, and heal the sick. Right there in the, what was the name of that? Sprinter bus. I was in senior high school. So what did I do? I got up and started preaching. I was at the back. I didn't need to come. The car was going. I said, "Driver, pastor, my own name no come for why." Nyankopon say, "Min kan ya mi asem na min sai are o kai." At first, they thought say me beto edru. So be sai are dey out preach we are. Ebusi afọ, we say na the sash in the bag. You know. And then I shared the word of God with them. And as I was sharing, you know, somebody had earpiece on there, so be anti me case. Then I said, there is a woman here. You have high BP. You went to the hospital, then 3 days or whatever, I don't remember now. So you went to the hospital, and this is what they told you. And then the woman was seated right after the driver, the first seat after the driver. Then the woman looked back like that. Then he lifted the hand. And I said, if you believe, put your hand there. I'm going to pray for you. Put your hand on where your heart is. I'll pray for you. The sign that you are healed is that you begin to sweat profusely. Yeah. And then the woman said, Mijidi. And I started praying for inside. I was at the back. So then somebody would do like this. Somebody would do like this. Like this, somebody will do like this. After the prayer, the car became like a prayer camp. I'm telling you, what am I saying? I was not a pastor then, and it wasn't like I was in a good church that told me that once you are born again, God's power rests in you. So wherever you go, that power has to be demonstrated. When the need arises, we were coming from when Pastor Chris came to Ghana. We're going back. We had Pastor Chris was done, and we're going back to Insalm. And I was in a car with Pastor Kelvin. So we're in the car, you know. We're all talking about how glorious the meeting was, you know, and all of that. We have gone to soak ourselves. You are here, dead. You are both say sram, you know. And then we got to prisons. We were just about to get down, like a minute or so to get down. And then there was a lady in the car. The lady started convulsing. Said, "Oh, do you want your hold on?" You know, and we're at the back. And the lady was at the back of the driver. The driver said, hey, you buy my engine, you see my engine. I said, no, 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 no. Then I got up and I dived. I dived. Then we fired prayer on the girl. Ye chemu. And ye go see commercial bank. Ye chemu, ye chemu. Ye really and nanti samba fi. The joy of it. Praise the name of the Lord. These things are in you. Come on, I said, these things are in you. Say, in the name of Jesus, I demonstrate the Holy Ghost. Glory. Say, in the name of Jesus, I demonstrate the Holy Ghost. Say, I'm a blessing. I'm a blessing to my family. I'm a blessing. I'm a blessing to my world. Say, I am the hope of this generation. Say, young man, young ladies, with the Holy Ghost and His power, we have arrived. We have arrived. We have arrived in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Sit down for 2 minutes. Let's try and wrap up. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says that, and they took notice of the disciples that they had been with Jesus. They knew these guys were not educated. These guys did not have mansions, but there was something special about them, and it was called the Spirit of God. And the Bible said they took notice. I'm prophesying to you already in the name of Jesus. They are taking notice of you because God's power will be seen in your hands, because God's grace will be manifested through you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Sabahaya. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Shabalabakataya. Shabalekosata. Redebo Shabalabaha. Libasute Lekobaya. Rebo Saka. Libarado Safataya. Oh, Labarade Shabalabaha. Ligadelebo Safataya. Liparadie Sopahaya. Hallelujah. Sit down for a minute. So, you would have to understand it. You would have to understand it. So you are not a dull, unproductive Christian who has nothing to show for his faith. You have something to show for your faith. Come on, I have something to show for my faith. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 14. Let me finish with that. Am I going to finish with that? I think so. First Corinthians, where did I say? 14. So look at when Paul said some powerful things when he was trying to put order in the church about the manifestation of the gift of tongues and gift of prophecy. So I would want to just take a little bit of your time. He says, follow after charity. That means follow after love. I told you the last time, not sister, charity. So that you say, the Bible says I should marry everybody called charity. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gift, but that also that you may prophesy. Put it in NIV. Just NIV. Just put one scripture there for me. For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. Indeed, no one understands them. They utter mysteries by the Spirit. So by the gift of tongues, the believer is able to speak mysteries by the Spirit. That's one thing to know. When you're praying in tongues, the Bible says, you're not praying to men. You are not talking to a human being. I can't meet you and say, hey, Koramando. Then you respond, Barakita, Salili. Then you know. The Bible says, if any man speaks in tongues, he does not speak to men. See, and that's why we don't write tongues. Kabai. Mandosh. Shakabakatabakataba. So if you write it and you put it on the page, or you write and put it on your start, you write and send to a brother, you want the brother to read your tongues so that what? You understand? So he says that no one understands them. They utter mysteries by the Spirit. Say mysteries by the Spirit. Now, what are mysteries? Mysteries is not talking about something out of this world. What he's talking about is that secrets, truths that are covered, that you unveil. Now, so let's take for instance. I just want to make this very practical, okay? So let's take for instance. There's something that is happening and B, you don't understand. You are looking good. Oh, you have forgotten your name. Oh, Mrs. Sambian. See, when I said B, he was like, that's not me. Please. Yeah, I mean, I said B, he was just looking here. Can you imagine that? Wow. So let's say Mrs. Sambian. You like that one, right? You like that one? Say, Ekwe. Baby, you're fine. Damage through now, yeah. You're fine. Oh, yeah, come on. Hallelujah. There's something you don't understand. Just that no kreno is not obvious to sight. You don't know what to do. Amen. Come on, I said amen.
Amen.
You don't know what is the truth about it. Have you ever been in a situation where you are confused? You don't know the truth about it. You just don't know the truth about it. All right, this one is saying this. This one is saying that. This one is saying this. This one is saying that. I was telling a young man something the other day when I was in Psalm. The guy comes and he says that. I want to paraphrase so that you don't see the person. So this problem, I don't know the steps to take. Because this one situation, if I take this step, it is the right thing to do. If I take that step too, it is the right thing to do. So in such a situation, what am I supposed to do? So when you have clash of truths, truth is only one. There's always an absolute truth. So how do I know which one is correct? You are a young lady, maybe a prissy, upo dogu, right? You didn't come to suffer. And then who come and they want to marry you? All of them look good. You know, sometimes the choosing is very easy. Because you look at the thing that is standing there, you look at the man, you just know that you want to go with the man. But when all of them look men, you know what I'm talking about? What in the world are you going to do? What are you going to do to choose what you have to choose? Because you can meet somebody who is not made up. He doesn't look like it. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, you are looking at, I want somebody who, you know. you know, and all of that. Then, somebody comes, the person's walking. Now, obviously, by virtue of your presupposition and worldview, you just go with a red car. Now, somebody comes, the person is just walking normal, nothing, nothing, nothing. What are you going to do about it? You understand? When both of the two are good, what are you going to do about it? There is something that is called the truth. And the Bible says that when you are in such a fix, there is something you do to be able to speak forth the mystery. It means the hidden truth. So the Bible says, if anybody speaks in an unknown tongue, NIV says in a tongue. Now, someone say, when the Bible talks about in a tongue, it's talking about a language you have not learned. Please, I don't have time for that. Don't Don't aggravate my anger this morning. You know, so when you speak in tongues, the Bible says that you begin to speak the mysteries. You speak the mystery concerning what you're talking about. Pastor Chris shares a testimony. There was a woman who was shopping at the market. The woman was shopping at the market. He was shopping at the market. And suddenly the woman started praying in tongues. And then the woman sits down at the open market. And he speaks in tongues and she's crying. And she did not even know what she was doing. She was saying. Guess what? At that same moment, her house had been raided by robbers. And this woman prays in tongues and prays in tongues and prays in tongues. And she begins to laugh. Guess what? They took the money. They took all the valuables. And they went and they hid it behind the poly tank in the house and left. Which thief will thief? And the things he has thiefed, he will put it behind the poly tank. So what the woman was doing was that she was speaking mysteries to stop the calamity. Dear Christians, we have something. Come on, am I here with you? I said we have something. We have something. Sit down. Let me share a personal testimony with you. Sit down. I had a dream years ago. I think when my brother was 40 years or so. And I saw that he had come from a bush. My senior brother, he had come from a bush. And he was covered with charcoal. Now, that means that it's not a good one. So, prayed about it and left it. Then, a family member came all the way from abroad. I mean, my brother was having issues with his work. And, you know, banks were chasing him from here and there and all of that. So he was very desperate. And then this person said, oh, I know somewhere. And, you know, the person says, you give us only 14 days. Everything will be restored. Now, I didn't know about it. These conversations were happening and I had no idea about it. So 2 days to when they were about to go, I had that dream. And then the next day, then the Lord made the whole thing open to me. So I went and confronted him and all of that. So don't worry, I won't go and all of that, you know, and stuff like that. So some way, somehow, the thing didn't sit with me. Then I called my brother, the medical doctor, and I said, this and this, we have to pray. So they dawn. The person said, oh, we should go. And then they left. So then the wife called me that they had left. He had been convinced to go. So I called my brother. Then on the phone, we're praying in tongues. Now think about it. The person is gone. What will you do about it? I said, we're praying in tongues. He will come back. I'm saying, he will come back to this house before 12 midnight. Where they were going was like 9 hours journey. They left around 4. I said, by 12, he has to be in the house. I don't know and I don't care how God is going to do it. He has to come back to the house. We're praying in tongues, praying in tongues, praying in tongues. I said, laughing. He also started laughing. I said, please, we are done. He's going to come back. Forget about the prayer. We were there. And then we saw him come. So now, the thing is, what happened? This guy is a politician. No police stops him. You stop him, he tells you something, he goes. He gets to after Suhum. And then the police stops him. And he says, your license. The guy doesn't even know where his license is. I said, oh, it's in the house. And you know me, I'm this, I'm this. And no, it's an offense. You are not going. They stood there for close to an hour. They said, you are not going. You will not go. And you know, anybody that knows that guy is very rough. He said, you are not going. No matter what, you are not going. I said, I'm not going to take you to the station. But what I'm going to tell you to do is that you drive back to wherever you are coming from and go home. From the mouth of the police. There, he advised himself. No, I have to go home. And so he says, he who speaks in an unknown tongue, he does not, there is a matter that can arise. You can't talk to anybody about it. No man has the wisdom. Something can happen around you. There can be a situation. No man can help. No man can help. But then the Bible says, we have an avenue. We have an avenue by which we can speak mysteries. Mysteries. Now, hold on. Look at the Bible says that anyone who speaks in an unknown tongue does not speak to men, but to God. So quickly, it goes to God. And the response is that truths are revealed. You can't be a lady and you are prayerless. Hallelujah. There is a compelling force when we pray in an unknown tongue. Am I talking to somebody? There is a compelling. There is a compelling force when we pray. I'm raising a generation of people who are not ashamed, who are bold to pray in tongues. Come on here. People who are bold to change things by the Spirit. Who Mashavahaya to plant things by the Spirit. And I prophesy, as you pray in tongues in the name of Jesus, some things are being unstopped. Some things are being frozen in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This is why we pray in tongues. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he says, he who prays in a known tongue, he utter mysteries. He speaks mysteries. Mysteries by the Holy Ghost. Mysteries by the Holy Ghost. Hidden truth by the Holy Ghost. Secrets that are not obvious to the normal human being. Secrets of the Spirit. Revelations of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Sit down. Let me show you something. Man, I have a lot of things to share with you, but listen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Come on, tell somebody, I pray in tongues. Slap the hands of somebody and tell the person, I pray in tongues. Begin from verse 9. Verse 9. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him, these are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. How does God reveal these things to us by his Spirit? Look at that. He says, because the Spirit, he searches all things. He searches all things. Even the deep things of God. He searches all things. Come on, the Holy Ghost in you. He probes. That's the word. He probes. He searches. He probes. He analyzes. He probes. My God. Hallelujah. My God. My glory. Hallelujah. He probes into all things. And the Bible says, even the deep things of God. So he's telling you that the Spirit of God can search everything. Even when it comes to the things that are the deep kabataya. Even the deep things of God. I have the Spirit of wisdom. Come on, I have the Spirit of wisdom. I know what to do. I know when to do what to do. In the name of Jesus. By the Holy Ghost in me, I am not defeated. Come on, by the Holy Ghost in me, I am not defeated. By the Holy Ghost in me, glory, I am not defeated. Hey, young man, young woman, we are going somewhere. Come on here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are not shadow boxing. We know what we are about. We carry the Spirit that searches, that searches all things, even the deep things of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Sit down. Now be quiet. Sit down. The Spirit of God, The Bible says he searches all things. And the word is he probes. What is this? What is that? What? And he is able to arrive at the truth. And the response is revelation. Revelation. So the Spirit reveals to us everything that he probes. He reveals his conclusions to us. Hey, Kabatas. So let me tell you something. There is this young man who is broke. It is like everything he does doesn't work. But then deep down within him, there is a revelation that no. This is only but for a moment. Now that is why a Christian does not commit suicide. No, the Spirit that lives in him has revelation, brings revelation. So he's able to go 10 years, 20 years, 15 years, and he's able to perceive the things that God is preparing. Come on, who am I talking to? Hey, Shavata Labaya. Hey, Sobalieto Saya. Hey, Palego Savahaya. Things are hard. We understand. Things are not working. We understand. Things doesn't look good. We understand. But there is a spirit of revelation in us. There is a spirit of revelation. There is a spirit of revelation in us. Kabale, Shavatalabasa, Lebarabahaya. Hallelujah. And you see, it is this revelation of the Spirit. When it comes forth, then it is called prophecy. Then it is called prophecy. So you are praying in tongues. You are praying in tongues. You are praying in tongues. Then you hear, though my beginning may be small, Kabalakataya, my end shall be greatly increased in the name of Jesus. Then you are shouting it. Then you are praying it. You don't look like what you are saying, but that is the revelation of the Holy Ghost. That is the revelation of the Holy Ghost. That is the revelation of the Holy Ghost. Look at someone and tell the person, I see what the Lord is doing. Come on, prophesy. Say, I see what the Lord is doing. I see what the Lord is doing. I see what the Lord is doing. Come on, say, I see what the Lord is doing. Say, anything dead is coming back to life. Anything dead is coming back to life. Say, there is restoration. 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 There is restoration of everything that you ever lost. There is restoration. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I see germinations. Things are growing. They are growing back. They are growing back. They are growing. Restoration. 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 Sabalagadabahaya. Shababahaya, Shalabakataya, Rekosapaya, Leketea, O Rabasaya, O Shabahaya, Kulabasataya. Lift up your voice and you want to say, just like David said in Psalm 27, the Lord is my light, the Lord is my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the enemies came up against me, oh Sabbath, to tear my flesh, it is they stumbled, and it is they fell. Oh Sabbath, Rebasa, Legabahaya, Sabbabahaya. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. He says that this book of the law, it shall not depart from your mouth. It shall not depart from your mouth. See, because the whole Bible is a prophetic book. The Bible is a prophetic book. So eating the Bible means you are eating prophecy. Hallelujah. And you keep talking it. And you keep talking it. And you keep talking it. And you keep, you will see that prophesying will become so easy for you. And let me tell you something. One thing about prophesying with the scriptures is that you are able to You know, sometimes you finish preaching, somebody will be like, hey, wait there, pastor, I say a seminar, okay, you know. No, the script, the Bible says, for the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to pierce, it's able to go into your deepest parts. So when you fill your mouth with the word of God, you can travel into the very depth of people. Come on, are we together in this place now? Are you sure we are together? You write it, you memorize it, you say it, you mutter it, you roar it, you shout it. That is prophecy. Hallelujah. Look at someone, say, that is prophecy. So don't be talking about Arsenal and Ghana, and Arsenal scored Ghana 2-0, and Manchester United played with Nigeria FC, and that's all your parlance. Every day is football. You can use like 3 hours to discuss football. You disgusting people who don't even know you exist. You live your own life. You live the prophecies. And then you are discussing Cristiano Ronaldo, Roberto Carlos, Beckham. Your friend is in. Messi. I've forgotten the rest. Hallelujah. There's something that can aid you to prophesy. Do you hear what I said? And that is the word of God. See, this is how you begin the journey of the prophetic. Imbibition of the word. Imbibe the word. Eat the word. Find the word. I found your word and I ate it. So eat the word. So we are going to prophesy to ourselves. This one is going to be a very short one. You are prophesying with the word of God. You are going to look at your brother or sister and prophesy the word of God to the person. I believe that one is a fair deal, right? Anna, that's the last exercise, and then we get out of here. You're going to prophesy to yourselves. See, the Bible says that be filled with the Spirit, but do not be drunk in wine, where is excess, but filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves by the Spirit in hymns. So you can prophesy by singing to somebody. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. I remember the day I came with a song, Glory we see in the face of Jesus. When I taught the song, I was very disappointed because nobody liked the song. You know, and when you are teaching song in Psalm and they don't like it, nobody will respond. Oh, you know, oh, to not too off key. Man of God, just bring the word. We know that you try, but please. And then I just sang it. I kept singing. I saw one brother was at this corner warm. And that day we couldn't preach. They started cutting everybody one after the other, one after the other, one after the other, one after the other. Where did that song, where did it come from? I was reading 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, where the Bible says that as we behold, we are changed from glory to glory. That's where it came from. So this is how prophecies work. You meet all those people that say, I have a gift of prophecy. Gift of prophecy, you go 1 month, you've not studied the Bible. And it's not just studying the Bible, though. Saying what you studied throughout the day. And sometimes adding up with the word that is tucked up in your spirit. Learn to talk. Look at someone, say, learn to talk. I'm a child of God.
I'm
filled with the Spirit. I have received the anointing. Say, I have received the anointing. God will not allow me to see corruption. My soul cannot be left in hell. Say, yea, though I walk through the valley and of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For God is with me. For God is with me. My cup runs over. Come on, my cup runs over. I walk in supernatural abundance. Say, in the name of Jesus. The Lord maintains my lot. In the name of Jesus. The Lord maintains my lot. See, the Lord is the strength of my life. Say it again. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I fear? I'm God's child. I'm God's child. He helps me. He helps me. He helps me in my moments of helplessness. Say, I'm not helpless. I'm not helpless. And God is taking me somewhere. Come on. And God is taking me somewhere. And God is taking me somewhere. Say, in the name of Jesus, I am like a watered garden. Say, in the name of Jesus, I am like a watered garden. Say, I am like a watered garden. I'm green. I'm green. Say, I'm blessed. I am blessed. I am like a tree planted by the riverside. I bear fruit in my season. My leaves also are green. I do not wither. I do not wither from glory to glory. Say, I grow from strength to strength. Say, in the name of Jesus, I'm highly favored. Come on, say, I'm highly favored. I'm protected. I'm protected. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my shield. Say, He satisfies me with long life. He satisfies me with long life. He satisfies me with long life. And I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. As He is, so am I. So am I. I am indestructible. I'm unstoppable. I'm a champion. I'm more than a conqueror. 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 The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me to preach the gospel, to set the captives free. Oh, I'm the anointed of the Lord. How God is with me. I do good. I do good. I do good. I have eternal life. I have eternal life. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I live my days. I live my days in joy. I live my days in prosperity. I live my days in health. I live my days in grace. I live my days in abundance of favor. Oh, I'm the favored of the Lord. Glory, I'm the favored of the Lord. I'm the favored of the Lord. I'm a favored child of God. I'm a favored child of God. I refuse to struggle. I don't struggle. I don't struggle to get good things. I don't struggle to get good things. Good things come to me. Good things come to me because I'm a child of God. 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 I'm the blessed of the Lord. I'm the blessed of the Lord. Say, I am the blessed man. I am the blessed lady. I am the blessed man. Oh, Rasovahaya. Oh, glory to God. Shabbatabahaya. Say, the Lord, He watches over me with the eyes of jealousy. Oh my God, I am the apple of His eyes. I am loved by God. I am loved by God. I'm God's beloved. Oh glory, I'm God's beloved. I'm God's beloved. He watches over me every step of mine. Say, He has given His angels charge over me. Say, He's given His angels charge over me. Oh, glory to God. Say, I leap over walls. I leap over walls. I run through troops. Say, He teaches my hand to war in the name of Jesus. I'm a child of prophet. I'm a child of prophet. I'm a child of prophet. Glory to God. You may be upstanding with me. Glory, 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 glory. Be upstanding with me and lift up your voice in the language of the Spirit. Come on. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Pray in the Holy Ghost as we close.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come on, turn to a brother. Turn to a brother and prophesy the word of God. Prophesy the word of God. Come on, turn to a brother or a sister and prophesy the word of God. Come on, prophesy the word of God. Prophesy the word of God. Hold the hand of a brother or a sister and prophesy. Prophesy, prophesy, prophesy to that brother. Oh, glory to God. You are a city set up on a hill that cannot be hid. Come on, prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. The Lord has marked your days with splendor, with wonder, with beauty, and with glory. Prophesy, 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 and tell him heaven believes in you. You are the joy of heaven. You rejoice, you rejoice, you rejoice. Prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart in accordance to the word of God, prophesy. Prophesy, prophesy. You rejoice. You are filled with long life and health. You are filled with long life and health. You walk in the gift of the Spirit. Your hands are blessed all the days of your life. All the days of your life, you shall dwell in the house of the Lord, and his goodness follows you, and his mercies follows you. Korase barado shafahat sabahaya. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the evening. Abraham's blessings. Oh, Abraham, say, Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings. Abraham's. Say, I am blessed. I am blessed in the morning, blessed in the evening. Abraham's blessing. Oh, I am blessed.
I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the evening.
Abraham's.
Abraham's blessings are mine.
Oh, Abraham, say, Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings. Abraham. Oh, I am blessed.
I am blessed in the morning.
I am blessed in the evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. Hallelujah. Lift your two hands toward heaven and bless his name. Say, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of the Spirit. Glory! Glory! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
We trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawom, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.